All right, Joey, you did have a jacket on for the parade lap, and so we need to rectify that. You had a jacket on.
Yeah, I mean, I haven't even been back to the camper for 30 minutes, and I was on Twitter seeing, you know, what the race was, who was leading, who, what happened via Twitter. And I noticed that you didn't give me any credit for no jacket on the side lap. So
toughing it out.
Yeah.
My batteries are going to die here in this thing, so we got to go. Hey, I think another good nine for you. When you look at the guys who are beating you and you look at some of the guys you're beating, I think you got to be happy with that for the bike you have and your motorhome and everything else.
Yeah, I mean, honestly, it was good. I think I ran into a lapper or a lapper blue flags. I just hit somebody, and then that's how AP got me. Because I think if AP didn't get me earlier on in the race, I think I could have caught up to the back of AC. And I think we had a better finish in us tonight. But considering everything going on, I'll take it. You know, the goal every weekend is top 10, and if we can do that, I think we're doing pretty well.
Now, I thought you closed on AC. Maybe I thought you closed pretty close, and then I looked back, and he gapped you a little bit. So I don't know if you made a mistake or he pulled away, but it looked like you were getting ready to attack him.
Yeah, well, I was getting closer, but like I said, I ran.
Then it was that lapper.
Then okay, it was the lapper, and he cut down. I hit the back of him, almost fell, and the AP got me, and then yeah.
Okay, because I was waiting for the AC Joe Dog battle. I thought it was coming.
Like last weekend.
Yeah.
No, it was. I felt good. I mean, honestly, I rode better today than I did at A1. So, we're going in the right direction. We actually made a suspension change today, so that was a big, huge gain.
Setting change or like just a shock change? Like
no, it's a setting change. We changed forks and stiffened the rear up a little bit, so huge gains.
Yeah, really, right? Bones just had that stuff here?
No, Bones wasn't here. Oh. But I will say it's the first time we've changed anything since before, actually ever. Yeah. I rode that bike the first day before World Supercross, and then we changed a shock spring. The first day I rode the bike, and since then I have not touched anything. So today is the first day we tested.
Yeah. Well, also, too, race speed's different than even practice speed, right? And then
tracks are different.
Yeah.
You know, it's so hard to be picky like at home because you ride so many laps, you know what the bike does and how to get around it, and then you get to the races, and it really kind of brings everything to the surface of what's not great or what could be better.
Opening ceremonies for you. I know you guys care about this kind of stuff, and I think it's really cool. And again, for your bike, for your motorhome, you're in opening ceremonies. I mean, this is cool. This is a good thing. Like, you got to be stoked on that.
Yeah, I mean, you know, we're not a factory team. You know, we get – you could go to Pro Circuit and buy everything that's on my bike. So, considering – you know, I know we just had an off week, and I bet you if there's the top 10, I bet you eight of the top 10 were testing on our week off.
Yeah.
And we've just been back at home just riding. So, honestly, I've been enjoying it. I expect more. I don't expect more. I want more.
Yeah.
But I have to constantly remind myself to remember my situation. You know, I was my own mechanic for a month and a half, doing my own thing and trying to get by. So trying to keep things in perspective and not get too carried away.
So I walked the track, and I was like, oh, shit, these whoops look big. And then you guys kind of had them handled. They got beat up, and there was Kenny started jumping, and other guys did. But you handled them better than I thought from my track walk. I guess they were just maybe nicely spaced or something.
Yeah, they were a little challenging because the second whoop was kind of tall, so it was easy to jump at the beginning. But yeah, I skimmed them for a little bit in the main, dude. I went to jumping.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But it didn't seem like they were giving many people problems. No. Like, yeah, I mean, obviously jumping because they were beat down, but. Yeah.
No, they weren't as challenging as what they could have been.
Right. Overall, though, good start to the year, man. So, Rick Ware, it's got to be stoked. You talk to Rick?
Yeah, he texted me after the race. He was pumped. Like I said, I'm just happy to be back at the races. And I think we were 0.002 tonight off ninth. I almost got AP at the finish. So, you know, little things like that. It's just they're little wins, and it's what keeps me going, and I'm just enjoying it.
Can we talk about your new mechanic?
Yeah. What do you want to talk about?
What the hell?
Hey, man, I don't talk to upper management. I just ride the bike.
So I show up. I walk over here. Ben LeMay is standing by your bike. And I'm like, huh? And he's like, I'm a mechanic. Ah, Ben LeMay.
Yeah, dude. Yeah. That's how we roll around here. We just walk around. You get punched. We just keep going. We just roll with the punches.
I mean, I think Ben can – he's a real Hall's ass. And he maybe down the road he can help you out as a more of a racer than, you know, say, like a guy like me.
Yeah, no, I mean, honestly, it was good today. I try not to expect much coming into anything that I don't know about, but he did a good job. You know, obviously he's got a little bit of, he has racing background, so he has a little bit more knowledge than, you know, what a regular mechanic has. So he did a good job today, you know. That's all there is to say to that. Big Ben.
Cool, man. Well, hey, good story developing here. Two rounds in. Well, we're round three, I guess. But
two rounds of racing.
Cool story here. Thanks, man.
Thank you.